Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 142. Today we're reading chapter 34 of the novel, and family drama just won't stop, book 3, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Make me not the reproach of the foolish. Psalm 39, verse 8. Melvin could not understand why Anise had been acting so strangely ever since he had been back. One moment she was jittery and nervous, the next she was all loving and cuddly. I don't understand why you don't want to go to 9th Street Baptist anymore. Something must have taken place there, Melvin said. I just need a change, and I want to be a part of the building up of his daughter church, 9th Street North. It took a lot for Brother Cam to take on the disgruntled members after all that has taken place, Anise said. I guess I'll visit this new church with you then, her husband said. Anise's voice shook as she introduced her husband to Cam. So glad you could join us, Cam said. I hope you enjoy the services. By the way, Anise, did you take care of that little business yet? I haven't been able to, Anise said, throwing a sideways glance at her husband, hoping Cam would get the message. Okay, just let me know in tomorrow, Cam said. What was that all about? Melvin asked as they took their seats. Oh, nothing. He wanted someone to pick up something from the other church. I offered to do it. I guess I'll do it tomorrow, Anise said. As the services proceeded, Carol hurried in and slipped into the empty space in the pew in front of Melvin and Anise. Are you all right? Melvin asked his wife as she let out a gasp, almost dropping the songbook. Anise nodded her head. What in the world is she doing here, she thought. Now turn and greet the person sitting next to you, in front of you and behind you, Cam said from the pulpit after the singing ended. Anise swung around to greet those sitting in the pew behind her. Melvin, after shaking Carol's hand and introducing himself, tapped Anise on the shoulder. Turn around and shake Miss Reels's hand. Anise turned like a robot. Miss Reels, this is my wife, Anise. Carol's hand and smile froze, as did Anise's, as their eyes met. Pleased to meet you, they said simultaneously, dropping their hands to their sides. Carol grabbed her purse and went to sit on the other side of the auditorium. Well, good riddance to you, Anise thought with a sigh. What was that all about between you and Miss Reels? Melvin asked as they walked to their car after the services. Who's Miss Reels? Anise asked. You know, the lady I introduced you to during the fellowship time. She was sitting in front of us, but left abruptly after you two shook hands. There's nothing between us, Anise said. Look, don't play games with me, Anise. I know what I saw, and what I saw did not look right to me, her husband said. Don't worry about it. You're always reading into things. Well, I'm not satisfied with your answer, and you know what that means. That means I'm going to keep asking questions until I get a satisfactory answer. In fact, we'll be going back to that church next week. We may even go there for a midweek service so you can greet Miss Reels in a more Christian way. Why did you have to come off the road? Anise silently moaned. A phone call from Leanne later that evening only added to her stress. Carol told me you and your husband came to church today. That was mighty nice of you. What church was that, by the way? Cam's church, Anise said. What? I thought she went to another church. Cam is certainly at work. I wonder if he stole her from her other church, Leanne said. Don't tell me you decided to start going to Cam's church. Anise swallowed. I have to. I already told you what he's going to do if I don't go. So I guess you haven't said anything to Melvin, Leanne said. No, not yet. Listen, Anise, you'd better tell your husband what's going on before Cam tightens his grip on you. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. You can't let him use you for his dirty work. If I were you, I'd call Pastor Jonathan and make an appointment to talk with him and his wife and have Melvin to come with you. Do you want me to call him for you? I'll take care of it, Anise said. To make matters worse, Cam called Anise that very evening. You can start working on Pastor Jonathan this very week, he told her. You must not have seen this past episode of the Preacher's Club, Anise said. Women do not move him. $600 should move you, though. You're a woman, and women like you are innovative when it comes to certain things. Tell your husband I said hello. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you're a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there's not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there's a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you until next time.